Wilson Park is a gem of a park. It is beside the Nechako River and is used by many people who like to fish, bike, hike, walk their dogs and play by the river. It is now becoming a drinking and drug haven. It is a shame to see so much garbage, especially from the parking lot to the meadow with that lovely picnic table now full of graffiti. It would have been burnt down by now if it was made of wood. Our great city cleanup crew do a fine job of emptying the garbage cans every week, but they don't see the garbage that has been left behind after the late night parties. Bottles and cans, plastic cups, drug refuse, condoms, food wrappers, food, broken glass everywhere. It has gotten much worse, especially after hours. From January until last month, firewood was brought to the parking lot and piled by the picnic table to be used for many drinking binges in the meadow. My husband and I have cleaned up that little park most early mornings. The embers are still burning, if not small flames. There are many others that we have met that try to keep the park clean during the day. We have this beautiful park by the river where wildlife roam. With the new subdivision being built on Ospica Boulevard, that will also have a negative impact for them, and with the garbage left at the park there will be more problems. There is not much garbage where the gate is at Foothills Boulevard to the gate before the parking lot. There is also a gate to the lower pump house but no gate to enter the parking lot from Ospica Boulevard. My suggestion is to put in a gate, like Wilkins Park, and close it from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. so no entry. I believe most of the problems are people driving down to the parking lot, partying, and eating late-night foods and then driving home again. I would think there would be a lot of inebriated drivers on the roads. Maybe a couple drive-throughs to check the parking lot by our fine policemen, women, if they have the time, would help to keep the park cleaner? Please help. Roberta Unruh, Prince George.